The Bible Garden. Siegerköder Center, Work and Bible Garden is the name of our institution. The Bible Garden was also a suggestion and a request by the priest Siegerköder, probably because of the 8 panel boards in the middle of the garden. He and Rudolf Kurz originally created for the National Garden Festival in Heidenheim in the year 2006. They are solely about biblical gardens. From the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Song of Solomon, the Garden of Gethsemane and the Garden of the Easter Morning. We call this work of art the Bible Corners, because there are 4 corners. More than 60 plant species were planted. They are mostly arranged how they are found in the Bible, beginning with the story of creation in the first book of Moses called Genesis and the New Testament. So you can take a walk through the Bible based on the plants. The small tour begins, as it should, in paradise. Therefore, some would like to start with the apple tree, because generally Eve ate an apple and gave it Adam. But here begins, and this is of great importance of the theologian Köder, the first ever Bible study. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, the apple is not mentioned there, but instead the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Why the apple occurs in the common parlance and in art in connection with sin could have something to do with the apple being called in Latin malus. Malus also means depth. Depth with the first people, according to the Bible, charged itself. So we start the walk through the Bible garden from the left of the stairs to the Bible corners with the thematic area Paradise Garden, meaning the fig tree. Right off the stairs are the related plants for incense, and further around the Bible corners, on the side of the street, you come to the plants of the Nile. In the corner you can find the burning bush, and nearby, on the eastern enclosure wall, the plants from the gardens of Egypt. Along the house, there are the plants from the land of Canaan, the promised land of the Bible. Among other things, there are also lemons and grapes. In the left direction of the Bible corner, you can find the thematic area Negev Desert. To the right of the entrance, there are some symbolic plants, including lilies and ivy. It continues with thistles and thorns, typically in the flower bed of the Garden of Eden, but just at the back. And here, at least in front of the well, is the apple tree. About him, it says in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 7, "Strengthen me with raisin cakes, refresh me with apples, because I am faint with love." Then it's back again to the southwest corner of the building in the pleasure gardens of Israel, as described in the Song of Solomon. Then past the olive tree, date palm, and pomegranate, towards the well and to the flowers on the field, poppies, chamomile, and laurel tree. Past the well to the field crops, wheat, barley, beans, lentils, etc., and to the spice plants, which are known of the evangelists in the New Testament. At the very end, at the exit, is the mulberry tree, which is mentioned in the Gospel of Luke. If you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you." Right now you might ask, why is the last plant in the Bible garden at the entrance and thus actually at the beginning? Perhaps it has something to do with Siegerköder's Bible view, Tübingen Bible. You know, the Tübingen Bible begins with the temporarily most recent book of the Bible, the Epistle of Peter. And it ends with the story of creation in order to make clear that the biblical message is to be understood from Easter on. So certainly it can also be interesting to go again through the Bible garden according to the Tübingen Bible. Just the other way around, to be reminded in the Bible corners in front of the picture of the garden of the Easter morning, the picture with the open grave, the symbol of the resurrection, that this message is the great secret and the essence of the Christian faith.